I'm telling you, folks, when you hit the nerve, you know what's amazing to me is why don't the groomers want to be called groomers? They are. What are you ashamed of, dude? You were behind the scenes and behind our backs, in front of God and all, though, trying to make pedophilia legal. Why would you want to do that? So you can practice it. So when someone says you're a groomer, until you get it made, Lee, until Justice Pederast gets on the Supreme Court, why don't you want to be called a groomer? Brother Francis Malouf used to tell a story in Philosophia Podenna's class that he met an atheist, and he and the atheist were having a conversation. And he was calling the atheist by his first name, whatever his name was, John or whatever. And then they got into a discussion about religion, and then he didn't know the guy was an atheist. And then the guy said that, you know, well, I don't believe in God, and I don't think that there's a God, and evolution is this and that and the other. And Brother Francis says, oh, so you're an atheist. And the guy got upset. What are you calling me? Don't call me name. Why are you calling me an atheist? Brother Francis says, but you just said that you're an atheist. Why don't you want to be called one? The libtard loonies don't like being called what they are. You call them a communist, they get pissed off. But you're acting all communist-y and stuff. You call them a groomer, and they get all pissed off. But you're acting all groomy-y. Call them a sodomite, but you practice sodomy. That makes you a sodomite by definition. They get all angry. Maybe there's just a little kernel of truth left in that little tiny gray peanut of theirs. It says, it's actually wrong. I shouldn't do it. I'm going to do it anyway. Another article that we have from Crisis Magazine by Lely Miller today, the 10 Sins of Gay Surrogacy. AM Greatness says, chivalry is dead. No kidding. It's not. Completely. It's on life support, and we will talk about it and much more. Let's go to the Comrex Maker Hotline. Live from somewhere in the Canadian hinterlands is the host of the Kennedy Profession, Kennedy Hall, who is fresh off and has a 20-minute spell from paternity leave here today. I expect any minute, though, young Samson to come running into the room with a poo-poo diaper. Well, at least you're not in mass if he comes in there with one. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
I am well.
Wonderful. Yeah, Samson came downstairs in underwear today that he put on him. He wants to potty train, but I like to wait for the better weather because then I just throw him outside and then they pee on the trees and stuff until they get used to it.
Outside.
I did that with my oldest two boys, and it worked like a charm in a couple days, and no messes inside. So it's like breaking in a dog, really.
You are so Canadian, dude. You are such a Canadian. You know, I was interviewed last Thursday by the guy who hosts the Canadian podcast, Catholic Canadian podcast.
Oh, the Catholic Canuck?
Yeah, the Catholic Canuck.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
He's an awesome guy, and of course, he was telling me all about he'd interviewed you and. I told him, I said, you Canadians all sound alike. And he started laughing. He goes, why do you say that? And I said, because you and Kennedy and the two others that I talked to, I said, you guys are just so full of life. You just don't care about anything. you just want to grow beards, drink beer, and live a life free of Justin Trudeau.
That's all there
and
is.
And practice your faith and, you know, and play outdoor sports in the cold.
Yeah, that's all there is. There's nothing more to life, really.
There's something really beautiful about that. But there's something really ugly about being a groomer, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a good segue. Yeah, one is not like the other.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
So what do you make of groomers losing their mind? Here, I'll give you the, this is how it happens in real time. Are you ready?
Okay.
You're such a bigot. Yeah, okay, whatever, dude.
Of course.
You're such a racist. Yeah, I heard it all before. You're such a sexist. Yeah. You're, and then you're such a homophobe. Are you finished, dude? And yeah, no, you're such a nationalist. You're a white supremacist and a terrorist. Oh, whatever, groomer.
That's what you, that's your conversation with people at the grocery store, right?
Yes, 3 decades of them calling us these names, which we're not guilty of. 8 seconds of us saying, whatever, groomer.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, if you've seen the Quiet Place movies, it's the, like the creature in Quiet Place when the kid puts the hearing aid up to the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's poking the bear, right? I mean, it's Father Isaac would say, you know, any preacher who's done, like any priest who's preached missions and is a visiting preacher, that's what you want it too, right? Because you want to bring in somebody who your parishioners can hate but don't have to see him the next Sunday. randomly though, there's always somebody who shows up for a mission who's not a parishioner, and they're there for God only knows what reason. It's providence, I guess. They're suspicious about their faith, whatever. Anyway, they're there in the pews, and then they hear something that throws them off their rocker, because it points out contraception or pornography or whatever the thing is that the average man is doing. And Father Isaac told a story how, multiple times people have come basically into the sacristy after and like dressed him down and like almost wanted to fight the guy, but then he sort of calms them down and they end up having a confession and stuff. But the point is that the conscience, I know that there are some theologians that will say that there's kind of a certain point where it's almost like there's too many sins and maybe your conscience dies. I don't know. But if you're not at that point, then it's a wound and somebody pokes it. And when they poke it, you scream. And then it sort of matters from there what's done with it. So it seems like, this is why when I used to teach, if I wanted to make a room of boys just shut their mouths in like 4 seconds flat, I'd just be like, if you watch porn and don't confess, you go to hell. And a room full of 25, 15-year-old boys who couldn't give a dang about French class would just turn white and stare right at me. And that's because it's the conscience is there, even if it's not formed. Everyone knows it's wrong. That's my point.
So, Brother Francis and some really smart people will say that that there is some revelation that is in everyone's intellect.
Yeah. St. Paul says that, right?
Yeah, there is some bit of revealed truth that is in the intellect. It may not be it may not be what revealed truth we learn through reading gospels and practicing the faith, but there is some revealed truth in there. Yeah. And I think one of the and even if it's not a revealed truth, and if I'm getting that wrong, then someone will correct me, I'm sure. One of our desk jockey theologians. Or professional philosopher, and there are a few that listen. We can say this for sure, though: the natural law is written on man's intellect.
Yep.
The law of nature that, like, I don't have to take a class to be attracted to Midas Chur. Neither do you to be attracted to Midas Kennedy.
Yeah.
This law is written on in our hearts and in our intellects and in our souls because it's nature, right?
Yep.
Well, that would seem to me then, well, if something is written in your heart by nature, then its opposite would also then be as much amorous or as much love as is generated by what is written by on your heart by nature. The opposite of it would cause the opposite reaction, which would be enmity, right?
Yeah.
Which is so in opposition to an unnatural act, you don't have to be taught it.
No, this is why, like, nobody, just take for, I mean, grooming is obviously freaking insane, but, nobody who is, like, 11 or 12 years old, I guess in the past you'd find a dirty magazine or something, no kid who does that is like, wow, I really feel good about myself right now.